from lust and other desires of the flesh, to respond to temptation by fasting, to consider the less fortunate and oppressed, to restrain myself from anger, to always tell the truth, to honor my parents and elders, and to follow countless other virtuous morals that we often saw lacking in the amoral world around us. Through it all, what drove us ideologically were Allah and the Prophet of Islam. God, in His mercy, had sent guidance to mankind time and again, though man, in his ignorance, had rejected the messengers of Allah. Ultimately, Allah sent His chief messenger, Muhammad, to guide people as the perfect exemplar. Unparalleled in wisdom, character, and spiritual devotion, Muhammad led the new Muslim community from ignorance, through oppression, and into glorious victory for the sake of Allah. Since Muhammad was the perfect exemplar, we followed his practices as best we could. That was why we lived how we lived. We were following Muhammad, our paragon and perfect prophet. Whatever Muhammad did or said, we were to aspire to the same for the sake of following and glorifying Allah. That was my experience of Islam, and it taught me to live a moral life and to pursue the pleasure of God. By and large, this is the experience of the average devout American Muslim today. So what is Islam? But is Islam simply what Muslims experience, or is it something more? The sociologically inclined might say that Islam is simply the sum experience of all Muslims. But I would disagree, as would most Muslims. Islam is an entity beyond its people. Even if there were no one to experience it, we could still talk about Islam. Islam exists beyond experience. In my opinion, religions ought to be defined by the identifying characteristics that distinguish the earliest community from all others.